Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, John Downey has been granted leave to appeal a decision to extradite him to the North. Two Donegal men charged with the murder of a 66-year-old man in Sydney have had their case adjourned. The Housing Minister has announced that a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal will be confirmed in the coming weeks. And two people have been taken to hospital following a crash in Lahey earlier today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Bishop of Raphoe has denied that there are files relating to abuse which have not been handed over to Gardaí and Tusla. It comes following confirmation of the death of former priest Eugene Green, who was convicted of sexually abusing 26 boys in Donegal between 1965 and 1992. Former detective Martin Ridge told today's 9 till noon show that he believes there are files relating to the historical cover-up of abuse which have not yet seen the light of day.
Even the files are yet buried, which pertain to what they knew. The cases were dealt with in 2000 and 2002, and now another 2 decades has passed, still not one residue of truth has emanated from the diocesan office. People are getting tired of excuses after excuses and washing hands, you know. I think people should be held accountable, you know, because how can you have a healthy democracy if the most vulnerable and the most gifted people in society are treated like this?
Meanwhile, Bishop Al McGuckian has also expressed his regret that a number of Green's victims found out about his death through the media yesterday rather than being told privately. One of Green's victims, Martin, spoke earlier today with Greg Hughes.
It was to the media yesterday that I had to find this out. And it just goes to show the Catholic Church again has let us down. We should have been contacted before this went public at all. Like, I think it... As the least they could do is were inform the victims that Green had died before they could tell the whole country. They have numbers and addresses for every victim. Like, it's not that long since I've been in contact with the diocese myself, so they have my address. There's no excuse whatsoever why they delayed in informing us.
Britain's Northern Secretary has come under fire after claiming killings carried out by the security forces during the Troubles were not crimes. Karen Bradley said it was simply people carrying out their duties in a dignified and appropriate way. The controversial comments come a week before the Public Prosecution Service is to decide on whether soldiers involved in the Bloody Sunday killings will face a prosecution. Mrs. Bradley made this statement in Westminster earlier today.
Over 90% of the killings during the Troubles were at the hands of terrorists. Every single one of those was a crime. The fewer than 10% that were at the hands of the military and police were not crimes. They were people acting under orders and under instruction and fulfilling their duties in a dignified and appropriate way.
Donegal man John Downey has been granted leave to appeal a decision to extradite him to Northern Ireland. The 67-year-old is wanted over the murders of two British soldiers in 1972. The soldiers from the Ulster Defence Regiment died when an IRA car bomb exploded in Enniskillen. Mr. Downey's trial for the IRA's Hyde Park bombing in London collapsed 5 years ago. The Housing Minister has announced that a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal will be confirmed in the coming weeks. The redress scheme for the thousands of homeowners affected by the defective block issue in the county was announced by Minister Joe McHugh ahead of Budget 2019 in October. O'Murphy told Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson during committee today that the scheme will be initiated shortly. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has welcomed today's progress on the matter.
My colleague Owen O'Brien raised it this morning with the Housing Minister directly in a committee. My party president, Mary Lou MacDonald, raised it yesterday with the Taoiseach at Leaders Questions. And I can confirm that the Minister has said that he expects a scheme to be confirmed in the next number of weeks. This is very, very welcome news for all of the families who have been waiting for this and indeed for the fantastic campaigners in the Mica Action Group.
And will those within the Mica Action Group and the homeowners be receiving what they expect?
What we are hoping for and expecting is a scheme that, first of all, allows homeowners to get an engineer from a an engineers panel to go and inspect their homes to use this protocol drafted by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, and then that would be paid for. And then whatever works need to be done would be put out to contractors, and that would be paid for too. So in other words, their homes were made safe based on qualified engineers, all paid for by the state. That's what we expect to be announced in the next number of weeks, and we'll wait and see. But as I say, there is going to be a redress scheme, and if it's based on the same as what happened for families affected by pyrite in Dublin and North Leinster, that's what it will be, and that's what we fought for.
The Dáil has passed emergency legislation to limit the damage of a no-deal Brexit. The legislation passed without a vote, as all TDs were in favour of it. It now proceeds to the Seanad next week ahead of schedule. Taoiseach Simon Coveney says the new laws are an important backup plan for Ireland.
People will rightly ask the hard questions and look for explanations as to why we're taking the approach we are. But I think all parties, regardless of background or political perspective, have recognised that this is an important safety net for Irish people in the context of something that we don't expect will happen, but we have to prepare for it just in case.
Two Donegal men charged with the murder of a 66-year-old man in Sydney have had their case adjourned. 24-year-old Christopher McLaughlin and 21-year-old Nathan Kelly, both from Inishowen, had previously been charged with grievous bodily harm following an incident in the Summerhill area of the city on December the 29th. Police upgraded the charge to murder after the man died in hospital in January. Neither Kelly nor McLaughlin appeared in Burwood local court today. The case was heard and subsequently adjourned until April the 17th. Both men are currently being held in separate prisons in New South Wales and face life sentences if found guilty. There are further calls for urgent action to be taken to ensure flood protection measures in Burnfoot and Buncrana are built without further delay. Councillor Jack Murray says the rising waters and spot flooding of the past 24 hours should serve as a stark reminder of what damage could be caused.
Donegal County Council are doing their bit, and they're working where they can to address these measures, but really we need flood protection measures. People are living in constant fear and they're getting very, very angry that nothing's been done in a year and a half when their homes were destroyed. So we need action immediately.
In terms of the planning situation, where are we? If the money is released by Kevin Boxham-Moran, is the council ready to move, and to move now?
I've been assured numerous meetings that the council is ready to move ASAP. I'll take them at their word on that, but actions speak louder than words. People are living there, they're seeing water rising towards their homes, and they're worried that the water is going to destroy their homes once again. This is a very serious situation and needs addressed ASAP.
A second man has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged in connection with a hijacking in the city on Monday. Four men were arrested, two in Donegal and two in the north, after the van and trailer was hijacked on Monday afternoon. Gardaí in Donegal were alerted to the vehicle making off across the border, and two males were apprehended by Gardaí. 26-year-old Ryan Stevenson of Capel Court Derry was today charged with hijacking a vehicle, assault on a man, theft of a power washer and driving with no insurance while unfit on March the 4th. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The court heard that the owner of the van pursued an Audi in which the accused was later found in the front seat following the theft of his power washer. The vehicle eventually stopped with three men approaching the van and attacking the driver before two of the men made off in the van. Gardaí and Donegal were notified. The van was later apprehended in Donegal. At interview, the 26-year-old said he'd been given a lift and eventually ended up in a caravan in Burnfoot before being given a lift back to the north by a man currently on the run from the authorities there. Bail was opposed for fear of further offences and interference with witnesses and the alleged injured party. District Judge Barney McElhome said Stevenson had admitted consorting with a fugitive from justice, and he felt there was a serious risk of further offences and interference with witnesses. The accused has been remanded in custody to appear again on March 28th.
The HSE has confirmed that upgrade works at Carndonagh Community Hospital are to begin later this year. The initial phase will involve the provision of temporary ward facilities at Buncrana to enable the transfer of beds from Carndonagh in order to maintain the overall bed complement in the region. Documents are currently being finalised, with a tender due to be issued in May. It's anticipated that the work will then commence in the third quarter of 2019. Meanwhile, the HSE says the planned new primary care centre at McGinn Avenue in Buncrana should be operational within 2 years. The new facility will see GP services augmented by other facilities, which the HSE says will mean fewer people have to travel to Letterkenny or Derry. Local GPs say the facility will bring together a range of services which are currently scattered at a number of different locations. Chief Officer John Hayes says the Buncrana Centre is a key priority for the HSE.
We have a process of investing in our primary healthcare centres in Donegal and Buncrana, certainly a state-of-the-art modern building. As you can see, it's quite a large facility, about 5,200 square metres on three floors, that will accommodate the full range of primary care services in Buncrana. We will have the general practice there that currently located in the medical centre. We will have the public health nursing services, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language, audiology, ophthalmology, our dental services, mental health services, disability, and indeed we're also accommodating TUSLA for the child and family services as well in the facility.
What's the timetable in terms of construction, John? When do you actually expect to see this, the new centre, fully complete and up and running?
Current target would be approximately 2 years from now, completed and occupied.
Two people have been taken to hospital following a crash in Lahey earlier today. One casualty was airlifted to hospital, however the extent of injuries are unknown. Gardaí are advising motorists that the N15 near Keys of Lahey remains closed this evening. A Donegal woman has been convicted of failing to provide sufficient food for a dog found emaciated on her property. 24-year-old Justine Duffy of 7 Oakland Heights, Drumkeen, has been fined €100 and ordered to pay €725 to the ISPCA to cover veterinary costs. The female Rottweiler was found at the property on the 11th of May 2017 with protruding ribs, hips and backbone. Kevin McGinley is Senior Investigating Officer with the ISPCA.
On the 11th of May, the ISPCA called to a property in Drumkeen in County Donegal where I observed a female Rottweiler dog that was found to be in very, very poor condition. On approaching the individual and the owner of the dog was subsequently surrendered to the care of the ISPCA. The dog was brought for immediate veterinary treatment where upon investigation by the vet, the dog weighed approximately 20.8 kilos in weight, which would be somewhere in the region of probably 15 kilos. Underweight from a recommended point of view. The dog was brought into the ISPCA care and was rehabilitated over a 20-week period prior to being rehomed. In that 20-week period, the dog gained approximately 12 kilos in weight, almost 2 stone in weight. Tests were performed at the veterinary practice to rule out any underlying health issues such as diabetes. These proved negative and in turn the dog made a full recovery, and we're thankful that the call was made to ourselves in the first instance and we were happy to secure the surrender of the dog. That led on to yesterday's case where the individual in question pled guilty to Section 13 of the Animal Health and Welfare Act of failing to supply a quantity of wholesome food for the dog. The owner was fined €100 with costs of €725 to the ISPCA.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news off Gaelic Games, and Martin McElhinney has left the Donegal senior football panel. It's understood the St. Michael's man told manager Declan Boner of his decision last weekend. McElhinney made his 100th appearance for the county in this year's McKenna Cup win over Cavan. While in the National Football League, he started against Meath, was a substitute in Clare and Tipperary, but didn't feature in the last two games against Fermanagh or Armagh. He made his senior debut for Donegal in 2007 and went on to win 4 Ulster titles in 2011, 12, 14 and 18. To horse racing, Donegal jockey Martin Harley has taken his first win in Hong Kong. Earlier today, he guided High Five to victory at a massive 87-1 in the Fenwick Handicap at Happy Valley for trainer Anthony T. Millard. Harley made the switch at the start of February on a 3-month riding licence, and today's success was his maiden win at the famous course. To soccer, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can make his most definitive case yet to be named the permanent Manchester United manager. He's short 10 first-team regulars ahead of tonight's game against French side Paris Saint-Germain. They trail there by 2-0 heading in to the second leg of their last 16 encounter, which is taking place in the French capital. Solskjaer is refusing to give up on the tie.
We'll never approach any game as a lost cause. Of course, we put up pressure on ourselves that we can do this. But I think the outside pressure is off. I think everyone expects us to go out and go out easily.
Also tonight, Roma travel to Porto with a 2-1 lead from the first leg. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino has been handed a 2-match touchline ban by the English FA. He's accepted a charge of improper conduct after confronting referee Mike Dean in the aftermath of Spurs' 2-1 defeat at Burnley. Pochettino will be in the stands for Tottenham's Premier League trips to Southampton and Liverpool later this month. Andy Reid is the new head coach of the Republic of Ireland under-18 team. The former Ireland midfielder had worked under previous boss Jim Crawford, who has now moved up to the under-21 setup. Two schools games involving Donegal sides today. First up, the FAA Minor B Girls Ulster Cup Final, seeing Colaiste Alley of Letrancannon defeat Pobble Scull Gweedore by 2-1 in a tie which was played at Drumkeen. So Colaiste Alley are Ulster champions there. The under-17 Tom Titcher Junior Ulster Cup decider has been played at the moment at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. Cairn Donagh Community School are taking on Ross's Community School off Dunloe in that tie. To motorsport, and Donegal's Donna Kelly and Conor Foley are the top seeds for the St Patrick's Weekend West Cork Rally, round 2 of the Irish Tarmac Championship. The Frost's man who claimed the West Cork title for a fifth year in a row in 2018 and his trusted Focus WRC will tackle the Munster stages in his newly acquired Skoda Fabia R5. Craig Breen, who won the opening round in Galway, along with Josh Moffat, Alistair Fisher and Matt Edwards, fill the top 5. Donegal men Declan Boner and Manus Kelly are also in the top 20 in R5 machinery. The modified winner in Galway, Ballybuffet's Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney, will again hit the road in their escort and will fight with the likes of Gary Kiernan, John Dalton, former winner Brian Brogan and Finnish WRC great Mikko Hirvonen, who returns to Ireland in a Mark II escort. On the rugby front, Joey Carberry will miss Sunday's Six Nations game with France as his hamstring injury hasn't cleared up in time. Dan Levy and Robbie Henshaw will also be absent at the Aviva with respective calf and dead leg issues. Carberry has been included in the 37-man squad for the final pair of Six Nations games, but Leinster hooker Sean Cronin has not. There are recalls for Ross Byrne and Kieran Marmion, while Gary Ringrose, Jordan Lamar, CJ Sandler and Tadhg Byrne are all fit. Again, Rob Herring has also been included in the squad. Finally, just looking ahead to tonight, Wednesday evening in Highland means GAA programme, and Tom Comack's guest this week will be Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann to look ahead to Saturday's crunch Division 2 relegation playoff with Warwickshire. He'll also be speaking with the man who guided Sláinte to an historic 3 in a row All-Ireland Camogie titles last weekend, where Sláinte defeated St Martin's from Wexford in the final at Croke Park. Usual throw-in time to the GAA programme on a Wednesday is, of course, at 8:30. That's it, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, there's renewed calls for both the Minister for Health and the HSE to deliver on their commitment to enhance and increase respite services at Seaview House. It follows the announcement last November in which it was confirmed that responsibility for respite care services were being reassigned to the Rehab Care Group. Local Councillor Noel Jordan says promises were made as part of the handover and families are concerned if and when they will be fulfilled. He's demanding urgent clarity in a number of outstanding issues.
People will remember there was cautious welcome to the news in November when it was confirmed that the respite services at the Seaview House in Mincharlis were to be taken over by a new provider. HSE advised that the responsibility for the service would be given to Rehab Care Group, and it is expected that this transfer would be taking place in February. But we're into March now and it still hasn't resumed. So there was a commitment from the HSE that this would see a number of respite days and the facilities increasing from the existing 3-day a week service up to 5-day service. It was hugely welcomed at the time because there was huge disruptions and staffing issues which for many months had plagued the facility. So a lot of families now have contacted me to seek confirmation to whether or not the handover of the service has been completed.
Because in the interim, all those families who are affected remain in limbo as to if those promises will be fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, and it affects a huge amount of families, covers a huge area from Bundoran to Glen. And with that uncertainty, and not alone for the uncertainty of the service users, but for the staff, staffing has been a huge problem there for a number of years now, not talk about months, but we need to get that clarity, and we need to get then that new service provider as soon as possible.
Ambulance personnel from the Psychiatric Nurses Association have announced plans to hold a protest outside the Dáil later this month. It's part of their ongoing campaign calling for the right to be represented by the union of their choice. 4 days of industrial action have taken place so far, and further strike dates will be announced in the coming week. The protest outside the Dáil takes place on Wednesday, March the 27th. The High Court has heard that Gardaí photographed the scene and took statements from staff at Castlegrove Country House Hotel in Letterkenny after a senior officer slipped and fell there. The disclosures was made by lawyers for the hotel, which denies liability for personal injuries, which Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn says she suffered in a fall. She is suing the hotel, claiming her injuries were caused by negligence. Trish Lafferty has more.
An affidavit filed by a solicitor for hotel operators Raymond and Mary Sweeney stated a file on the matter was held by Garda headquarters. The court last week made a discovery order in favour of the Sweeneys, who have been seeking access to the files. According to solicitor Lawrence Ennis' affidavit, Chief Superintendent McGinn claims she was injured in a slip and fall at the property on November 24, 2009, and that the defendants failed to have a mechanism for identifying slippery floors. According to the Independent, Mr Ennis said he was advised by his clients that members of An Garda Síochána attended the hotel and took photographs and statements from all the staff present. He told the court correspondence from Gardaí in April 2014 indicated a file on the matter was retained by an assistant commissioner at Garda headquarters, and Chief Superintendent McGinn was asked in November 2016 if she could consent to the release of the documentation, but no response was received. The documents were also requested from the Garda commissioner last November, but the solicitor was informed this could not be done without a court order.
For weather now, cloudy in most areas this evening with rain in places. Tonight will be cool with further rain and showers, some wintry on high ground at lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Bishop of Raphoe has denied that there are fines relating to abuse which have not been handed over to Gardaí and Tusla. It comes following confirmation of the death of former priest Eugene Green, who was convicted of sexually abusing 26 boys in Donegal between 1965 and 1992. A Donegal man has been granted leave to appeal a decision to extradite him to the north. 67-year-old John Downey is wanted over the murders of two British soldiers in 1972. The Housing Minister has announced that a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal will be confirmed in the coming weeks. The redress scheme for the thousands of homeowners affected by the defective block issue in the county was announced by Minister Joe McHugh ahead of Budget 2019 in October. And two Donegal men charged with the murder of a 66-year-old man in Sydney have had their case adjourned. 24-year-old Christopher McLaughlin and 21-year-old Nathan Kelly, both from Inishowen, had previously been charged with grievous bodily harm following an incident in the Summerhill area of the city on December the 29th. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 6th of March. The death has taken place of Bridie Gormley, 49, Salawilly Road, Altahoney, Cloddy. Her funeral will leave her late home on Friday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Craigban, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Three Islands Nursing Home Tomb, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Billy Wilkie, Drumatoland, St. Johnson, Donegal. His remains will repose at his residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Rye Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Madge McGee, née McHugh, formerly of Killult, Fulcarra. Her remains are due at her son John's home in Upper Killult on Friday evening at 6:30 with rosary at 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Saturday to the Church of Christ the King, Gort the Hork, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Martin Giblin, 44, Ashlone, Letterkenny, formerly of Buncrana. Martin's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice or Irish Heart Foundation, care of Pascal Blake, funeral directors. Family Time Please on the morning of the funeral.